各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，还有各位慕道的朋友们，大家主内平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning.
好，今天对于世界来说呢，是一个很普通的日子。
Today in the secular world is a very ordinary day.
但对于我们教会来说呢，是一个大喜的日子。
But for our church is a very joyful day.
因为今天我们教会要为杰伦举行洗礼。
Because we're going to baptize Jaron today.
所以今天我们要特别感恩。
So that's why we need to thank God specially.
那么讲到教会受浸的典礼有什么意义呢？
So the baptism ceremony, what's special about this?
那么为什么教会要那么看重浸礼呢？
Why do church has to look at baptism so special?
那就让我用一段经文看主耶稣基督受洗的意义。来告诉大家浸礼到底有什么重大的意义。
Let me share with you how Jesus got baptized to explain to you what is important of baptism.
我们中文呢就看字幕，英文请高牧师替我们读马太福音第三章的十三节到十七节。
I read the verse in English and you can look at the verse here. Oh, that's some okay. I'm going to read the English part.Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.
好，让我们一起来为这段经文向主献上一个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
我们感谢你为了救赎我们赐下你的爱子耶稣基督。
Because you want to save us, you sent Jesus down.
耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
Jesus died for us on the cross.
在主耶稣基督进入公开侍奉之前。
Before Jesus went into his public ministry.
你为他举行了浸礼。
You orchestrated this baptism for him.
耶稣基督受洗表明他是天国君王。
Jesus is baptized show that he is the heavenly king.
这让我们明白洗礼的意义。
Help us to understand the meaning of baptism.
愿你也帮助我们今天借助这段圣经认识到洗礼对我们重大的意义。
So you let this passage to also explain to us what is important of baptism.
借助我们分享这样的信息。
So that this message...
也借助我们教会为杰伦举行洗礼
and through the baptism of Jaron today
让我们不仅认识到浸礼的神圣性
we are not only knowing the goodness of baptism,
也让我们这些已经受过浸的人
and also let those who already been baptized
再次感受这种典礼的神圣以及我主对我们的爱
to experience the holiness of this baptisms and experience the love from you
也求你激发那些还没有受浸还没有信耶稣的朋友们羡慕洗礼
and may you encourage those who has not been baptized
我们在那祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求
we pray in Jesus precious name
阿们
阿们
好同样我们为了对这段圣经了解我们先对经文进行观察和解释
so let's try to observe this passage and try to understand what this is about
我们刚才所读的这段经文结构很清晰分两个部分
This passage is very clear. We can divide it into two sections.
第一个部分呢，就是十三节到十五节，耶稣受洗。
The first part is verse 13 to 15, that is Jesus' baptism.
第二个部分呢，就是十六节到十七节，耶稣受洗以后的所发生的三件事情。
The second part is the events after Jesus' baptism. We can see there are three events.
那我们先看第一个部分，耶稣受洗。
Let's look at the first part.
经文说当下耶稣从约旦河来到耶稣从加利利来到约旦河见了约翰要受他的洗
The scripture say then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him
那么约翰想要拦住他说 我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？
But John would have prevented him saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?
那么耶稣告诉他，耶稣说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
So Jesus responded to him, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
那么首先呢，我们看是主耶稣来找约翰给他施洗。
So first of all, we want to notice that is Jesus go to John to get baptized by him.
但是约翰觉得不可思议啊，我怎么能给你施洗呢？
John cannot imagine this. How can I baptize you?
然后在耶稣对约翰的回答里面讲明了为什么他要来找他。
From Jesus' response, we understand why.
这里面有一句话叫。尽诸般的义。
A very special phrasing here is said to fulfill all righteousness.
这里有两个字很重要。
This is, there are two very, very important here.
一个是尽。
一个是 to fulfill.
一个是义。
The other one is righteousness.
尽是表明应验、成就或者成全的意思。
So to fulfill is to complete, to fulfill what the meaning from the before.
义就是表明律法的要求。
Righteousness is explaining the requirement from the law.
耶稣基督说我要尽诸般的义。
Jesus said, I need to fulfill all righteousness.
就是表明我受洗是要完成律法的要求。
To explain, I get baptized is to complete what the requirement from the law.
那么第二个部分就是耶稣受洗以后发生的事情。
The second part is after Jesus got baptized.
那么耶稣受洗以后从水里上来。
When Jesus was baptized, immediately he came after the water.
发生了三件事。
He saw three things.
天为他开了。
First, the heavens were opened to him.
神的灵恍惚鸽子降下落在他的身上。
The spirit of God descending like a dove.And coming to rest on him.
天上有声音。
And then the words from the voice from the heaven.
那么这三件事同时发生。
So these three things happen all together.
意义重大。
They're very important.
比如第一件叫天开了。
The first thing is the spirit of God open. The spirit back one more.
天开了。
The one more. Go up.Okay. Oh, the heavens were open.
那么天开了是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by the heavens were open?
我们知道在旧约以西结书，当神呼召以西结的时候，天开了。
We know that in Ezekiel, when God called Ezekiel, the heavens opened.
就是表明耶稣也是被神呼召的。
So it showed that God also called by God.
那么神的灵降下来在他身上。
Then the spirits of God comes rest on him.
因为在旧约圣经多次强调，当神的灵降临的时候，都是一个重大的事情，就是神所指认的人被高立。
In the Old Testament, it is always repeated when God wants to send somebody, it comes His spirit come appoint that person.
天上有声音就是一个见证。
And the voice from heaven is a testimony.
所以耶稣受洗呢，就是他被神呼召，被神委任。
So Jesus got baptized means that Jesus was being sent and Jesus was being ordained by God.
其实就是耶稣基督作为君王的一个典礼。
So it is like Jesus becomes a king. It is kind of like a ceremony for his ordination.
所以我要跟大家讲的题目就是耶稣的受洗是天国君王受膏的一个典礼。
So the message topic is the ordination ceremony of Jesus' baptism.
我要跟大家讲三点。
I want to talk about three points.
耶稣受洗的原因是尽诸般的义。
The reason that Jesus got baptized is to fulfill all righteousness.
那么耶稣受洗的意义是君王受膏的典礼。
And the meaning is the ordination ceremony of the king.
那么耶稣受洗的结果宣告他是神的儿子。
And as a result is to proclaim Jesus is the Son of God.
那我们先讲第一点，耶稣受洗的原因是为了尽诸般的义。
Let's talk about the first point. Jesus got baptized is because is to fulfill all righteousness.
对一般人来说，受洗本来的意思就是表明认罪悔改。
For the people, they got baptized is to show that they want to be repented.
但是耶稣基督没有罪啊。
But Jesus doesn't have any sin.
他当然不需要悔改。
He surely doesn't need repentance.
所以他也不需要受洗。
So he doesn't need to get baptized.
那么为什么他受洗呢？
But why he got baptized?
他自己告诉了我们。
He tell us by himself.
为了尽诸般的义。
Is to fulfill the righteousness.
尽诸般的义。
To fulfill all righteousness. What does that mean?
前面我已经稍微跟大家解释了一下。
I already explained to you a little bit.
那这里呢，我稍微多解释一点。
I try to continue to explain.
这个尽就是为了满足，为了完成，为了应验。
This word fulfill is to complete, to fulfill, to make it happen.
尽诸般的义就是为了满足完成应验一个旧约过去的律法的要求或者是一个应许。
The meaning of fulfill is to make completions or to make it happen from the Old Testament law.
所以那个义就是指神的要求。
So the righteousness means the requirements from God.
尽诸般的义就是为了完成神的要求。
To fulfill the righteousness is to complete the requirement from God.
神的要求是什么呢？就是他的应许律法的要求。
What is the requirement? Is the requirement from the Old Testament law.
那么具体来说，神的要求是什么呢？
So what does that mean?
马可福音第十章三十九节。
In Matthew, chapter 3,
耶稣说，我所喝的杯和我所受的洗。
It said the cup that I drink, the baptism that I have.
到了马太福音第二十六章第四十二节，耶稣在科西马尼园的时候。
When Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane,
他说：“父啊，
he said,
这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝。”
He said, "Lord, I cannot drink this cup."
就愿你的旨意成全。
But I need to fulfill your fulfill your law.
那么尽诸般的义。
So to fulfill the righteousness.
满足神的要求。
To fulfill his requirement.
就是表明耶稣来是要为我们受死的。
Is to show that Jesus come is to die for us.
所以耶稣基督的受洗。
So Jesus getting baptized.
是为他马上要走向十字架做的一个预备，提前的一个典礼。
Is to prepare him to walk in this path to die for us.
就像我们，比如有时候我们要举行婚礼。
For example, like we have a wedding ceremony.
我们提前要预演一次。
We will practice one time.
那么耶稣基督要走向十字架，为担当我们的罪而死。
Jesus go to the row of cross. He will carry our sin.
借着受洗，就表明他已经进入这个死亡的轨道。
Through the baptism, he is starting this path.
所以施洗约翰马上听明白了，立刻给他施洗。
So the John the Baptist understood right away. So he performed baptism to Jesus.
那么对我们的意义呢？
So for us,
我们今天受洗，
we are getting baptized.
表示我们接受耶稣替我们死。
Means we receive.We are willing to receive the grace from God.
接受耶稣是我们的主。
Receive Jesus as our Lord.
耶稣已经替我们受死。
Jesus already died for us.
我们接受耶稣基督的死。
We receive Jesus as to die for us.
表明我们愿意让耶稣担当我的咒诅。
We are willing to let Jesus to carry our curse.
我们受洗归入基督。
We die.To baptize into Jesus.
那么就免去了一切的咒诅和死亡。
So we are exempt from all the curse and death.
所以受洗是非常重要。
So baptism is very important.
那么耶稣受洗的意义呢？
So the meaning of Jesus' baptism.
是君王受膏的典礼。
It is the ceremony of the heavenly king.
耶稣受洗以后发生了三件事。
After he baptized, there are three events happen.
天开了。
The heaven opened.
圣灵降下来落在他的身上。
The Spirit come rest upon him.
然后天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And there's a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son.
那么这三件事都是为了见证一件事。
And these three events try to testify one thing.
都是见证耶稣是神所高立的那一位。
Is to testify Jesus is who God ordained.
天开了。
The heavens were open.
在旧约以西结书第一章第一节。
In Ezekiel 1:1.
告诉当时让神呼召先知以西结。
God called prophet Ezekiel.
那里天开了。
At that time, the heavens were open.
而这一件事情以色列人非常熟悉。
These events for the Jews, they are very familiar.
大家要知道当时耶稣受洗的时候是在以色列受的洗。
You got to remember, Jesus baptized is in the land of Israel.
那么耶稣也是一个以色列人。
Jesus also an Israelite.
所以他当然要采用以色列人的方法，让以色列人能明白的方法。
So that's why he used the method that all the Israel will understand.
那么就是所以用以色列人很熟悉这个方法，天开了。
So this scene is very familiar to the Jews. The heavens were open.
那么这样呢，让以色列人立马想到。耶稣就像以西结一样是被神呼召的。
So they will notice right away Jesus was just like Ezekiel who were called by God.
那么然后呢神的灵降下落在他的身上。
And then the spirits of God descended to him.
那其实这一句话呢有三个单词。
So in this phrase there are three words.
神的灵降下。
The spirits of God descending.
像鸽子。
Like a dove,
落他身上
and rest on him.
那么神的灵降下呢
and the spirit of God descending.
在犹太人他们的末世观认为国度来临的时候神的灵会降下
In their idea of end times, when God comes, it is kind of like the spirit of God will come during end time.
在马太福音十二章二十八节，耶稣对犹太人在解释他为什么一并赶鬼。
Jesus one time tried to explain to the Jews why he is casting out demon.
耶稣说，我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。
So Jesus was explaining, if I am relying on the spirits of God, then that means that the spirits of God is coming upon you.
在使徒行传第二章十七节。
In Acts, chapter 2,
使徒彼得也解释在末后的日子。
Peter tried to explain at the end time.
就是神国来临的时候。
When the kingdom of God comes.
神的灵会降下。
The spirit of God came.
所以神的灵降下。
So the spirit of God comes or descend.
表明是神的国来临了。
Show that it is, the kingdom of God is here.
耶稣就是那位神国的国王。
And Jesus is the king of the kingdom.
那么第二个单词呢像鸽子。
And the other word is like a dove.
鸽子是代表和平。
Dove represents peace.
这让以色列人想到挪亚洪水的时候。
So that for the Jews, they remember the flood and the ark.
因为人的罪恶神用洪水审判了那个世界。
Because of sins of man, God's try to judge the world with water.
那么在洪水结束以后呢神那里面出现了鸽子。
But after the flood, it is the dove.
鸽子去看然后出来看看这个世界有没有干。
The dove go around and see whether there's dry land.
那么最后呢鸽子丢回了一只橄榄枝。
And then, the dove come back with an olive.
所以直到今天国际之间的冲突要和平的时候他们都说对方递出了一个橄榄枝其实就是从这里来的。
So now it's representing peace, it is from that, scriptures.
所以鸽子的出现表明在耶稣基督身上象征耶稣就是带来和平的那位君王。
So that represents Jesus is the king who bring peace to the earth.
那么神的灵降在耶稣身上。
So this spirit of God descending on Jesus.
其实就是表明在耶稣身上的那个灵跟在创世纪第一章第一节出现的那个灵是同样一句话。
So it showed that this spirit is the same spirit from Genesis 1:1.
我们在看创世纪的时候说神的灵运行在水面上。
When we look at Genesis 1:1, we see the spirit hovering on the water.
那表明神开始了一个世界的创造。
So it showed that God starting the creation of the world.
那么神的灵现在运落在了耶稣的身上。
So now the spirit come to Jesus.
表明耶稣要开始一个新的创造。
It is showing that Jesus is starting a new creation.
因为那个旧的世界因为人的罪被败坏了。
Because that the old earth, because of the sin, it is all wicked.
神要重新开始一个新的创造。
God wants to start a new creation.
就是要建立他的国度。
Is to build his kingdom.
所以耶稣基督是新创造的一个开始。
So Jesus is the beginning of the new creation.
那么第三件事呢，天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
The third is, it said, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son.
就是天上的声音本身就是一个见证。
The voice from the heaven is already a testimony.
那么天上的声音所说的这句话更重要。
But the saying itself is even more important.
就是这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son and with whom I am well pleased.
就像在诗篇五十七篇说，这是我所喜悦的。
It's like Psalm 57. This is my beloved son.
所以耶稣基督受洗表明他是一位君王。
So Jesus baptized showed that he is the king.
一位君王要有君王登基，要有君王登基的典礼。
So whatever king who become kings, it has a ceremony.
美国总统就职的时候都会在白宫举行个典礼。
When the president in America become the president, it has a coronation ceremony.
我们主耶稣基督君王就职呢是在约旦河举行了典礼。
Our Lord Jesus, the ceremony is happened in the River of Jordan.
所以我们每个弟兄姊妹受洗呢其实都是一个典礼。
So all of us who get baptized, it is a ceremony itself.
那么耶稣受洗表明他是天国的君王。
Jesus get baptized show that he is the heavenly king.
那么天国君王是个事实，为什么还要让别人承认呢？
This is the truth. Why do we have to confess this?
我们就要从圣经里来看救赎历史。
Then we need to go back to the scripture to understand the historic redemption's plan.
本来神创造这个世界是交给亚当管理的。
God originally created the world, gave to Adam to take care.
某种程度来说，亚当就相当于一个世界的王。
In a sense, Adam is like the king of the whole world.
但是因为他犯罪堕落，失去了这个管理权。
But because of his sin, he lose his privilege authority.
那么，所以神要拯救人类。
So God wants to save the human race.
在罗马书第五章第十一节开始。
In Romans 5, starting from verse 15,
使徒保罗告诉我们。
Paul explained to us.
因为亚当失去了这个机会。
Because Adam lost this privilege.
所以他重新拣选了耶稣基督。
So he chose Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督是成为神在地上的一个王。
So Jesus becomes the king of the world.
就像上帝派到地上的一个全权大使。
Just like the ambassador from God.
所以上帝要给耶稣举行一个就职典礼。
So that's why God wants to give Jesus a ceremony.
那么这个世界能够存在。
So this world can continue to have.
罗马书第十一章。
Romans verse 11.
36节呢告诉我们
Verse 36 explain to us
万物都本于他
for all things are from him
也依靠他
and also through him
将来要归于他
and also
那什么意思呢
back to him
意思就是万物都本于他是神的创造
so all the world is from him basically means that all worlds is created by him
依靠他是神的护理
So through him means that it's relying on him, God is taking care of him.
将来要归于他那是审判
And at the end, it is all things to him means that it is the judgment.
神创造世界那是过去已经发生的
God created it, the world is the past tense.
神护理世界是现在正在发生的
God is taking care of the world is the present now.
神审判世界是将要立刻马上可能会发生的
God's bring judgment is in the future but it can also happen anytime
但是神复理世界是现在正在发生的神是怎么复理这个世界呢
So now how did God try to care and taking care of the world now present
神是借助耶稣基督来复理的
God is taking care of the world through Jesus
其实这个世界败坏早都应该毁灭。
This world is become so wicked, it should be destroyed long time ago.
那上帝为什么没有毁灭呢？
But why God didn't destroy the world?
就是因为还有他要拯救的人。
Because there are people God still want to save.
换句话说，神为什么还要护理这个世界呢？
So in another word, why God still want to care about this world?
就是因为还有好多他要拯救的人还没有回来。
Because there are many people God want to save, but they have not been saved yet.
当所有得救的人填满，世界也就毁灭了。
And when the time that all the people who should believe, this world will destroy.
那我们将去到一个更美好的家乡。
And we will go to a better place.
那么耶稣受洗就是他开始掌管这个世界的开始。
And when Jesus got baptized, it is showing that he is ruling the world at that point.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们认识到洗礼多么重要。
So this helps us to understand the importance of baptism.
那么第三点。
The third.
耶稣受洗的结果。
The result of Jesus' baptism.
马太福音三章十七节，天上的声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
It said, "This is my beloved son."
换句话就是说，我爱你，我也喜欢你。
In other words, I love you and I like you.
这是我们所有人最喜欢听的一句话。
This is something that we all love to hear.
尤其我们父母也常常对孩子讲这句话。
Maybe our parents always talk to our kids like that.
那当我们看这段圣经的时候呢，我们想耶稣当时让感到多么温馨。
When Jesus heard it, we probably can imagine how Jesus felt at that time.
耶稣受洗的时候，他是君王登基，因为他马上就要走向属灵的战场。
When Jesus got baptized, he knew that he's preparing his path of the cross later on.
神告诉他，我爱你，喜欢你。
And God tried to tell him that I love you, I like you.
这就是耶稣。
This is God.
那么对
This is Jesus.
对于我们基督徒来说，认识耶稣基督就是至关重要的。
For the Christian, knowing who Jesus is the most important point.
那么耶稣是谁呢？
Then who is Jesus?
借着天上的声音。
Through this voice from heaven.
我们知道他是神所爱的，也是神喜欢的那一位。
We know that this is the one God loves and one who pleases God.
耶稣真正的身份，他是神的爱子。
Jesus' identity is he is God's beloved son.
神喜欢他。
God loves him.
这是神给耶稣的定位。
This is the identity that God gave him.
其实我们所有的孩子们，他们都在父母的眼里，都期待父母给他一个定位。
So for all the kids, they love to know what is their identity in.Their parents' eyes.
其实世界怎么看孩子，对孩子影响不重要。
How the world look at the kids is not that important.
老师怎么看也不重要。
How the teachers look at them is not that important either.
牧师怎么看也不重要。
How the pastor look at the kids is not very important either.
父亲怎么看最重要。
But how his father look at him is important.
我们的孩子心中有没有自信？
Whether our kids have confidence.
我们的孩子将来面对各种艰难的时候，他能不能得胜
？When they face all the challenges in life，
很重要一点就是他在父亲眼里的定位。
It's very important is how he view himself in his father's eyes。
如果一个孩子在他父亲的眼里，如果一个孩子觉得我就是被父亲所爱的、所喜欢的、所看得起的那一位。
If the kids know that his father see him as someone that he like, he love, he support,
他将来能够胜过很多难处。
In the future, he can overcome many obstacles.
如果一个父亲对孩子的定位很糟糕，
If the kids view himself from the father's eyes as very messed up,
这个孩子要么报复世界。
Then this kid will be revenge. We don't like the world.
要么他很自卑。
Or he is so looking himself so lowly.
为什么
？Why?
因为耶稣是神的儿子，他尚且需要神他的父亲给他一个定位。
Because Jesus is the Son of God, he needs the identity from his God, his Father.
我们没有一个人比耶稣还厉害吧？
We probably don't have anyone here better than Jesus.
所以我们都需要在父亲眼里有个定位。
So we all need the identity from our father.
不过我鼓励弟兄姊妹们。
But I want to encourage you.
假如在我们地上的父亲没有给我们一个很好的定位
，If our father in the world didn't really view us correctly,
不要太担心。
Don't worry.
你要看看天上那位父亲他怎么定位你。
We need to look at our heavenly father how he look at us.
在天父的眼里，我们都是神所爱的，他喜欢的。
In our heavenly father, we are all beloved, his beloved son.
上帝给耶稣定位是他爱的，喜欢的。
God gave Jesus identity is someone he is pleased.
所以当耶稣就后面第四章第一节立刻发生了在耶稣在旷野的试探。
So in chapter 4 in Matthew, Jesus got tempted right away after his baptism.
如果大家能记得的话，我曾经给大家讲过这一段。
If you remember, I also talked about this before.
耶稣为什么能够胜过那个试探？
Why Jesus can overcome that temptation?
因为他知道神爱我。
Because he knows Jesus, God loves me.
所以弟兄姊妹我们要相信我们都是被神所爱的
We gotta believe we are all loved by God
可见耶稣的这次洗礼对他有多么重要
So you can see how important this is for Jesus
那么耶稣的洗礼让他是他君王受膏的一个典礼
Jesus' baptism is his ordination celebration
那么我们的洗礼呢是我们加入基督的典礼
So our baptism is how we join Jesus' ceremony.
我们的洗礼呢，是我们加入教会的一个典礼。
So our baptism is how we join the church ceremony.
我们的洗礼也是我们成为基督徒的一个典礼。
Our baptism is also a celebration of become a Christian.
比如我们在座的，如果你们有人谈恋爱了
，just like if for those who are in dating now.
你跟别人说这是我男朋友或者是我女朋友
you may tell others oh this is my boyfriend or this is my girlfriend
那当你举行了订婚以后呢你就告诉别人这是我的未婚妻和我的未婚夫
if you what's the word engage if you, when you engage you will call that person as my fiance
那么当你举行婚礼了以后你就告诉别人这是我妻子这是我丈夫
And after wedding, what do you call them?
所以大家有没有留意随着你举行的你前面的礼节不同你后面的称呼也在改变
So yes, you can tell whatever ceremony you have up front you will call that person differently
那么洗礼呢
So baptism
受洗以后我们就是名正言顺的基督徒
So after baptism we become Christian
那么天父看重耶稣的洗礼
So God the Father look at Jesus' baptism very importantly
我们教会呢也看重每一个弟兄姊妹的洗礼
We as a church also look at it very important for every baptism here
我们教会的同工们领袖们为了让杰伦感受到我们对他洗礼的关注和在乎
Our leadership want to make sure that Jaron understand how important that is
我们能做的是什么呢
what can we do?
我们联合礼拜。
We join together to worship God.
我们教会的几位同工和领袖们还有牧师们拿出了最大的诚意。
So we try to show our sincerity.
所以我们教会只有洗礼和圣餐被称为圣礼。
So as church, we only look at baptisms and communion as sacrament.
耶稣基督借着他的洗礼尽了诸般的义
Through Jesus' baptism, Jesus said, I fulfill righteousness.
达到了神的目的
So he met God's requirement.
那么耶稣基督借着洗礼完成了他君王受膏的典礼
After baptism, he finished the ordination ceremony.
这让我们看到了洗礼重要的意义
So that show us the meaning of it.
那么耶稣基督借着洗礼呢宣告了他是神的儿子
Through baptism,God proclaimed Jesus is his son.
所以让我们看到了洗礼有多么重要的价值。
So it shows us what is the value of baptism.
所以我们教会今天呢举行洗礼。
Today we have baptism.
也是为了表明洗礼的重要。
It shows the importance of baptism.
那么耶稣基督受洗是见证。
Jesus getting baptized is a testimony.
是宣告。
Is a proclamation.
是他身份的定位
Is the identity of his role.
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识到。
So we all need to know.
通过耶稣的洗礼。
through his baptism.
表明
to show that
信仰需要告白。
Our faith has to be have a testimony.
我们借着洗礼见证了我们的信仰。
We through our baptism we testified our faith.
我们借着洗礼清楚了我们的身份定位。
So through baptism, we understand our identity.
我们是被神所爱的。
We are loved by God.
所以弟兄姐妹们
So brothers and sisters,
不管在你的生活中遇到什么试探
It doesn't matter what struggle you have.
不管你的生活中遇到什么艰难
It doesn't matter what temptation you have.
很多人看不起你
Many people may look down on you.
可能你会被老板炒鱿鱼
Maybe you'll get fired from your boss.
也可能我们会破产
Maybe you'll bankrupt.
可能我们会生病
Or maybe you'll get sick.
但这都不重要。
That is not important.
最重要的是神爱你。
The most important is God's love.
神为我们预备了一个更美好的家乡。
God's prepare a better place for you.
我们已经受洗加入耶稣基督。
You baptize in Jesus.
就像我们已经登上了去往耶稣基督一切荣耀的那个列车。
It's just like we are in a train with Jesus.
我们已经在走向那个最终荣耀的过程。
We are going to go to the ultimate glorifications.
所以我盼望已经受洗的弟兄姊妹能够借此得到安慰。
I pray that for those who are already baptized, you will be comforted.
也盼望杰瑞能够明白这个洗礼对你的意义。
May Jaron also understand the meaning of baptism.
也鼓励我们中间还没信耶稣、还没受洗的朋友们，你们要羡慕洗礼。然后呢报名教会也愿意为你们举行洗礼。
And encourage those of you who haven't get baptized, you look forward to it. One day you'll get baptized too.
这就是耶稣洗礼的意义和洗礼的意义。
This is the meaning of Jesus' baptism and the meaning of baptism itself.
好，愿神赐福大家。
May God bless you.
愿一切的荣耀归于神。
May all the glory back to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
你为了爱我们
because you love us.
差派你的儿子耶稣基督为我们死
You sent Jesus down and died for us.
耶稣基督是我们的王
Jesus is our King.
是我们的救主
is our Savior.
你为他举行了君王登基的典礼，就是借着受洗
You set a celebration for him.
让我们意识到洗礼原来那么重要
So that we can understand the importance of baptism.
我们也是为了顺服你。
We also want to submit to you.
我们的教会也要尽诸般的义。
We as a church want to fulfill the righteousness to you.
为那些有信仰、愿意加入基督的人举行洗礼。
For those who want to join Jesus, go into Jesus and join the church.
求你赐福我们中间已经受洗的弟兄姐妹。
And we ask you to bless those who already been baptized.
认识了洗礼的重要。
To understand the importance of baptism.
也求你感动那些还没有受洗的弟兄姐妹。
We also ask you to move those who has not been baptized.
或者慕道的朋友们。
Maybe they're seeker.
使他们也羡慕洗礼。
So they can look forward to baptism.
祈求你看顾一下的时间。
May you bless our time together.
我们在那祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.